Consumers are flooded with ads, junk mail, telemarketing phone calls, mass marketing by computers and fax machines. Congress has recognized the problem of advertising overload and passed a law against junk faxing. The law has gone largely unnoticed until a recent class action lawsuit resulted in a $12 million judgment against Hooters of Augusta, Georgia. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The question comes down to how much a business should have to pay for sending a fax advertisement to people who didn't want and didn't ask for the message. Sam Nicholson in Augusta, Georgia, says he was fed up with getting mass advertisements through his fax machine. Nicholson, an attorney, read about the 1991 Federal Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which makes this kind of faxing illegal. Nicholson says he wanted to do something to stop it.
Now, I didn't think it was right for somebody, and I still don't think it's right for somebody to be sending you a fax advertisement that you didn't ask for, and you didn't consent to it being sent to you, because it uses up my fax machine, the time involved, it uses up my paper, and then it uses up, you know, everything else that goes along with using a fax machine, toner and things like that.
The $12 million award against Hooters of Augusta is the largest judgment so far under the junk fax law. The case began back in 1995 when Nicholson says he and hundreds of others received faxes for several weeks. A third-party marketer sent the faxes on behalf of Hooters and several other businesses. Mike McNeil is vice president of marketing for Hooters of America, based in Atlanta.
You know, we acknowledge that people getting these sorts of faxes are obnoxious. We don't use them as part of our normal marketing protocol, and we never have. We've got an assistant manager who made a mistake down in Augusta, Georgia, and he relied on the knowledge of a marketing professional, this Bambi Clark, with Value Fax. And quite frankly, we think the responsibility should lie there.
Bambi Clark and Value Fax have disappeared from Augusta and have failed to answer the lawsuit. But according to the federal law, the business who gets the benefit of the advertising, in this case Hooters, is ultimately responsible. The law sets up specific damages, $500 for each offense, and it allows for triple damages if the violation is committed willfully and knowingly. The case against Hooters is a class action lawsuit involving more than 1,300 plaintiffs. The jury found there were 6 violations. Then the judge decided to triple the damages, creating an enormous judgment amounting to $12 million.
This case really has gotten people's attention.
Patricia Faley is the vice president of ethics and consumer affairs for the Direct Marketing Association.
I think you really need to look at what is the harm in this case. In this particular instance, is a piece of paper and the use of a fax machine for a minute of a consumer's time. What is that actually worth? What is that harm? And I think $12 million is a very big number.
Legal experts are trying to figure out the intent of Congress when it passed the law. Did lawmakers count on these kinds of enormous punitive damage awards, or have plaintiffs' attorneys opened a new avenue to get what some argue are excessive judgments? Polly Price is Associate Dean of Emory Law School. She says attorneys would not be able to file individual cases of fax violations because it would cost too much to take a single case to court.
I mean, that's my reasoning for concluding that Congress meant for class actions to be included. But it's a debated point, and a lot turns on it because of exactly what happens in the Hooters case. Is suddenly you have the opportunity for very, very large damages judgments, and then once the door is open with class actions, you're likely to see a lot more.
Million-dollar fines would send most companies out of business. But plaintiffs' attorneys argue the only way to get rid of junk faxers is through these class action lawsuits. Hooters of America is appealing its case in Georgia. Hooters of Augusta has filed for bankruptcy but is still operating. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.